I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll learn why Myanmar is under the world's microscope and how believers are responding. And we'll hear who's bringing Christ to the unreached corners of Kenya. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. International pressure on Myanmar is growing. The latest development centers on Myanmar's president, Aung San Suu Kyi. The president is skipping out on next week's UN General Assembly, where Myanmar's Rohingya crisis will be a major theme of discussion. UN investigators said last month that military persecution of the Rohingya revealed genocidal intent. Joe Handley of Asian Access says thousands of Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh, where they're meeting Christ through local believers.
In the midst of this, you know, ethnic cleansing kind of a situation, the church is just trying to be the body of Christ and reach out to their neighbors and share the love of Jesus. And they've seen hundreds, I believe maybe even thousands, come to Christ. They've started dozens of churches amongst the Rohingya.
Asian Access equips and encourages Christian leaders to be change agents in society.
They're trying to hand out rice and give shelter to many of these Rohingya refugees. They're trying to help them with the cost of visas.
Please continue praying for the Rohingya and pray for unity among responding churches.
So it's not a Lone Ranger church out there reaching out amongst the Rohingya. It's actually the body of Christ across denominations resourcing one another.
And when was the last time you read a physical Bible? Bible apps are good, but a physical Bible is irreplaceable. Biblica's John Dunham explains.
When you just keep scrolling on a page, on a computer or a device, it's again really hard to anchor the text there. It removes maybe one level of memory capability. You suddenly have almost an exponentially increased number of phrases sitting at the same spot on the screen. There are so few words on a phone screen, you just have to keep constantly swiping, and it can become difficult to remember the things that you're reading.
Plus, a digital Bible removes the touch, smell, and overall feel of interacting with Scripture.
We need to read our Bibles big. So many times we get caught with reading a verse of the day or just reading really short snippets, and they're out of context. And they can encourage us, they can remind us of things, and that's really wonderful. But really what God intends for us with His Word is for us to engage the whole story, to understand what God is doing in the world, and to find our part in that.
This is easier done by reading a physical Bible, so keep your Bible app, but don't ditch the richness of a physical Bible. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Rendili people in Kenya live in a strategic area for mobilizing the gospel. World Mission's Greg Kelly shares who this people group is.
They are an animist people, and so they worship the earth and the animals and the ancestors and those kind of things. But at the same time, the Rendili have really been receptive to the gospel. The church has been established within the Rendili, although it's a great minority. There's only 5% evangelicals among the Rendili people group. But yet that 5% is on fire and passionate for Jesus.
World Mission is working to mobilize that 5% by giving them solar-powered audio Bibles, the treasure, and training them how to share the gospel.
Another reason why they're so strategic is historically they're tied more closely to the Somali people than any other northern Kenya people group. The reason that's so strategic and important is that the Somali are the largest unreached people group in all of Kenya. And our strategy is to mobilize the Rendili people to impact and penetrate and engage the Somali with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You can make Jesus known among the Kenyan tribes by giving a treasure at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.